It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Seals and Crofts with Summer Breeze. It's not quite a summer breeze out there today, though. I think we're supposed to get up to about 111. How's Havasu, too?
It's getting warm. It's warm.
Yeah, I know. This is Speak Out 2.0. Welcome to a Motivational Monday, the 26th of the month. We're live from the Laughlin Outlet Mall. And, of course, brought to you every day by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, and the Caring Crew. And if you didn't recognize the voice in the background, our guest today is Mr. Sonny Borelli, our state senator who's been around forever. I think everybody knows you.
Well, I try hard.
Because when McSally was here, you walk in the room and half the people are waving at you. I mean, like, wow, this is in Bullhead. How come everybody in Bullhead knows Sonny? He lives in Havasu.
But, well, you know, it's like the Beach Boys song, you know, round, get around, yep. I get around, yeah. So, yeah, that's it. You have to be out moving and grooving and meet the folks and find out what's going on. And, you know, it's such a joy to be back in the district away from the occupied territory of the state of Maricopa. Because let me tell you, it is crazy there. And, you know, it's good to be home and just get throughout the district.
And put your shorts on.
And put my shorts on,
I know. Down there, you got to wear your jeans and your boots.
That's casual day. But it's the suit and tie thing. And it's when it's hot that you're choking on that tie, man.
So when do you guys go back in?
Session starts back in January to May, roughly 100 days, but usually we go over 100 days.
Right.
There's been a couple times we've been under 100, which is good. I've been in the legislature for 7 years now, and I think we were under 100 once. Maybe, once.
The rest of you were
We went 81 days when Governor Ducey first took office, and then we went 104. But when I first got into office in the House, under Jan Brewer, we went 152 days.
Ouch!
My first session. I'm like, well, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Going on the weekend, got to go to a lot of D-back games, which is good.
Well, that's good. But you got to pay for them.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Scalpers, you can get some good seats, and you just got to work.
Scalpers in the parking lot?
Oh, yeah. They're on the parking lot. Wait for the first ball to be pitched.
See,
and then
you're single, so you only need one seat.
Yeah, exactly.
You sit anywhere.
Yeah, pretty much,
So, and everyone's a Diamondback fan.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the Cardinals, I don't know. I watched the game a little bit the other day.
Well, preseason. Nobody wants to get hurt. Everybody's not half-stepping. It's okay.
I know. But still, it'd be nice to win them.
Well, but it ain't worth winning if you can't win big, right?
That's
so let's
true.
Just save yourself for the regular season and go for broke.
But they play Thursday night.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Yeah. All right. So we were talking before we started. You and Leo and Gina have worked together.
We're a team.
And I don't think the voters realize how imperative that is, because if a mayor, let's say the mayor of Kingman, the mayor of Kingman wants to get something accomplished, which they did, they wanted to get that off ramp, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
the bypass.
Mm-hmm. But it takes all three to work together to get that accomplished.
Right.
You just can't go to Regina because she lives in Kingman and say, take care of this for me, because you still have two other votes.
Yeah.
And to not just the votes, but, I mean, you carry a cell phone, of course. How many other state senators are in your cell phone?
Pretty much all of them.
All of them. Yeah. Right. So at any point in time, you can reach out and say, hey, we're looking at doing this off of I-40. It's going to expand Kingman. It's going to make it a little easier for some of the other off-ramps to take the traffic off early. And it passed.
Yeah, well, it passed in the process because we know how to work the state agencies. And, right. and you know how to apply the leverage when you need to apply it. Gina Cobb being the appropriations chair in the House, me being the Senate whip, we know how to work together to make sure that we get leverage because,
right.
you know, we're so outnumbered. In rural Arizona, legislators need to work together because the state of Maricopa is going to – you're number one, you're outnumbered anyway.
They're always going to get everything.
And they really don't care about us unless you really, you know, apply the leverage and that pressure. And, you know, if you're going to run a statewide race, you need Mojave County for a statewide race.
Right.
So, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, making sure that you push the right buttons and people realize that we're not a bunch of yokel locals out here
right.
that is going to get rolled over. And, you know, we stick together on that aspect. There's a lot of things we don't agree on 100%,
sure.
but who does, you know?
Yeah.
If you've been married, you're not. If you agree with your spouse 60% of the time, you're doing pretty good. Most
yeah.
of the time, married guys are just going, yes, dear, fine. But,
I,
you know, you just go with the flow. And
I had a friend of mine lose her spouse recently, and her mother-in-law said to her, I'm going to help make this easy for you. And she said, really? And she goes, yes. Just remember every time he wasn't Adam Henry. He was mean to you. Recall those times. And you'll get through this a lot easier. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, in other words, yeah, keep score. Yeah.
You know, so whenever he was mean, you reflect on those things, and all of a sudden.
And they remember.
Yeah.
They keep score.
Especially women.
Well, yeah, they keep score.
Yeah.
So
it's not always, everything's not always real smooth.
No, there's a couple of bills Leo and I disagreed on a couple of issues,
right.
but that's fine. I mean, that's okay. But we're together pretty much 90% of the time. But when it really comes time to trying to be able to leverage our position to make sure that rural Arizona gets paid attention to,
right.
we got the most rural-friendly budget done in probably the history of Arizona.
Cool.
You know, when they're redistricting things, we all went around and around, like 1984, our district was not District 5. It wasn't even District 3. It was District 1. So we were being represented by people from Prescott. With the exception of Don Aldridge. Don Aldridge was from
right.
Havasu, and of course he was the Speaker of the House. But most of the time we were represented by people from Prescott, you know, and Yavapai County.
And if he's the Speaker of the House, he's pretty much busy, and maybe
yeah.
probably can't always pay attention to local things.
Well, yeah,
because as a Speaker
of the House, you're busy. I'm the majority whip in the Senate. So you know, I didn't run a lot of bills this year because I wanted to help members get their stuff through and
right.
and making sure that members from the House, my teammates, got their stuff through. So you know, it's about cooperation and working together to get things accomplished, and that's
yeah.
what it's all about. Because it's what you guys want. I mean, that's
the public.
It's what we're supposed to be doing to represent our district. And,
exactly.
You know, there's a couple of big projects that I'm working on that I've been working on for the last 7 years, and I finally found the right combination on getting something done. And my biggest project has been a veterans home for Mojave County.
Right.
Because we've been on that list a long time, but it's a MILCON project, military contract project. It's been way down the priority list, and of course they had to get Yuma done, they had to get Tucson done, and Flagstaff done, and then ours. And I was going to have, some, you know, I was going to try to have some money set aside for that in the budget this year, but I held back on it because there was other priorities. But one of the key factors is, number one, you got to have the dirt.
Yes,
you have to have that dirt, and then you got the state's got to put up some money, and then the feds come in and follow up with the rest of theirs, and then they run the project and manage the whole thing. But, you know, we finally found what was it? It comes down to the dirt. So there's a private owner in Kingman that's talking to that's going to wants to donate the 30 acres.
Right.
And that's good because then you got the dirt and I can get the money. And then, of course, I already know where I'm going to get the money from another project that's, you know, once it comes to fruition. So it won't be just like existing what's funded now. But this is what I'm working on. And, you know, by the time it gets done on the MILCON project, this is where we're building relationships with our, you know, elected delegation in Washington, D.C., you know, Congressman Gostar, McSally, and you know what, Mrs. Sinema. You know, it's going to be put up or shut up time. She says she supports veterans, so let's just see if she's going to help us get this MILCON project sped up. So it's about building relationships and try to make sure that we get things accomplished. So that's going to be a long-term thing. I'll probably be out of office when it happens. Hopefully, you know, it'll be built when, you know, I get old enough, my kids throw me out of the house and put me in there. So, you know.
But like you said, this has been a seven-year goal of yours.
Yeah.
And do you think this happens a lot with the elected officials in the state level and even at the federal level, where they have plans, they have something that they, I won't say a project, because like you said, you're never going to use this project. You're never going to use a veteran's home.
No.
But the vets are. And so you, because you're a vet and you have the history and the knowledge, this is a pet project for you. But it's not for you personally. It's for our
community.
Community. It's for our county. It's for the three cities and even the Strip. So, but it, 7 years. It could be 8 years. Could be nine before it's open.
Sure.
And
you know what's the cool thing about it is, you know, even the mayor from and the city manager from Havasu said, wait a minute. What about Havasu? I'm like, well, put up the land.
Yeah, donate the
so,
land.
You know, let's get a bidding war going.
Yeah.
You know, let's get this. Who
or
wants to get this? Who
money.
Really wants to get this done faster?
Yeah.
So, and that's what it is. It's just trying to spark the interest and just keep it going. And you know, if I could throw a little bit of gas on the fire to make it that fire burn a little brighter, then so be it. I mean, you know, I'm not a good politician. Sometimes I'm not a good statesman. A lot of times, but I'm a Marine on a mission. So.
Right.
This is what it takes to stay in focus. And unfortunately, this is the downside of even term limits because
you're a get or done senator.
Yeah, because if term limits and you're out, then you know projects die or or you lose. And not only that, but even the new people come in. There's none of that corporate memory, knowledge, and everything else. So, term limits actually strengthen the swamp, if you will, because the state agencies and even the lobbyists, because they're the ones that have been there forever. So, you know, that's a downside of term limits. We want to keep good people.
And the lobbyists can sit back and go, okay.
I remember back this happened.
This guy's gone in this day, and this guy's gone in this day.
And the state agencies are the worst because they can wait you out, but with bureaucratic resistance. And, and that's where teamwork comes into play with Gina and Leo and I. We just kind of go, you know what, you're not going to mess with us. You know, we remember how to leverage things. So.
Well, and each of you have your constituent, your fellow elected officials that you have a good relationship with, that you can say, hey, would you help me out on this bill? Would you help me out on this bill? So if you talk to four or five senators and Leo talks to four or five House members and Gina talks to four or five House members, now you've got something that you can get through.
Well, it's about building relationships and coalitions, you know, obviously. I mean, we
at the same time, they're going to come back to you guys and say, I need your support.
Well, we have a rural caucus that wasn't very active for years, but, you know, there's a lot of priorities that take over. Sometimes you just got to put things on the back burner. But, you know, it's about building those relationships and cultivating those things and building coalitions. And not only that, but having open dialogue with the rest of elected officials in our district.
Right.
Because not only we're just Mojave County, but we have La Paz County, too. And
that's
I've been focused a lot on La Paz County since I got elected. We've got 72 paved. We've got a left-turn lane there that makes a westbound left-turn lane on 72 to go to an elementary school because it was a one-laner.
Oh.
And I could just envision a tractor-trailer rear-ending a school bus.
Yeah.
We finally got that road widened and repaved and a left-turn lane going in there. 95 is being repaved in Parker, just north of Parker. And, you know, we've got to work on Lake Havasu and we've got to work on here in Bullhead. But it takes, you know, making sure that we push things to be on that 5-year plan with ADOT.
Right.
If you're going to be there for a couple terms, you're not going to be on that 5-year plan.
That's right.
You need to have somebody back you up, and it's coming in behind you to make sure that things stay on that front burner. And that's what it is. It's about, you know, making things happen. You know?
This is all politics.
Well, it's there's policy and there's politics.
Yep.
See, politics is knowing when to pull the trigger.
Yeah. We're going to take a break. If you've got questions for Sonny, give us a call, 702-298-1063.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
Hmm. What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins Limited Time Shrimp Menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
There is a unique opportunity for you right now at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. It is the perfect time to purchase a new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest in payments for 72 months. Plus, they come with America's best 100,000-mile warranty, 0% interest, and a 100,000-mile warranty. Awesome! Ask about the third row larger Palisade. See the SUV selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanneehyundai.com.
Grand Liquidations of Bullhead City buys their quality inventory from large online and big box retailers. Overstocked shelves, discontinued items, and some return to brand new items. They buy name brands, Ashley, Lazy Boy, Serta, Simmons, and many more. You save big with a low overhead and great buying power. Check out the store. Walk through. You have nothing to lose. Come see for yourself. Grand Liquidations, 2561 Highway 95, squeezed in between Circle K and Ford.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine covers, seats, and rails inside the boat looked like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop, Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to assist patients with their inpatient rehabilitation needs. If going home isn't an option after your hospital stay, their skilled therapists and knowledgeable nursing staff will take the time to work with you to get you back on your feet and headed home. Questions? Call the Legacy Rehabilitation and Care Center at 928-763-1404, 2812 Silver Creek Road. Don't miss a beat. Get back on your feet with Legacy Rehab.
Sometimes these records, they start really slow. Yeah, all of a sudden it had 4 seconds of almost dead air there. Hey, this is Speak Out 2.0 KNTR. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host, and the show every day is brought to you by the Caring Crew, Grand Liquidations, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Barron's Pest Solutions, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, and Perkins Family Restaurant. And we do have a caller on the phone, so we'll see. Caller, did you have a question for Sonny Borelli?
Yes, this is Kenny and Yucca. I wanted to know if you know anything about the new hemp farms that have come up in the Yucca area. There's, I called your office, and the lady there didn't know anything, but she gave me the number of a man named McGrew, which I thought was an appropriate name for someone working for the Department of Agriculture.
That's right. Yes, I know there's some hemp farms that are just starting their operations. Yeah.
Okay, turn up your radio, and Sonny will answer your question. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I know about them.
And
do you have a question about them?
I potted him down. His question was, what's the process or how it's going to speed up? Or?
Well, we changed the law. I mean, we passed the bill last year that actually expedited the date for the law to become active so that way they can start planting. Because planting season started in June. So, yeah, they have to go through the Department of Agriculture to get certified. They have to make sure they get certified seed and plant seedling. There's a certain plant. Obviously, it's hemp, so that way we want to make sure they're not planting marijuana.
Yeah.
And once they get certified and they, you know, that kind of stuff, and there's a whole process. The first bill that we ran through, they had to set up a committee to come up with a program to make sure that there are certain requirements, even on the federal side.
Right.
And then when the Farm Bill passed this last year, the U.S. Farm Bill passed, they took hemp out of the Schedule 1 narcotics category that where marijuana was at.
Okay.
So a lot of those federal restrictions were lifted, which really helped expedite this program because they authorized to use in industrial hemp back in 14 and or 16, yeah, 16, 14, I can't remember, a couple years ago when I first ran the bill for industrial hemp on, and that was a pilot program, though, and so on and so forth. But now this is a full-blown thing that can do it. But they got to go through the Department of Agriculture. They got to get licensed. There's a whole process.
Right.
Because we want to make sure they're not going out there growing, you know, acres and acres of marijuana.
That we don't want.
Right, because hemp is, it's rope, not dope. That's what I tell you. You can't, you can go ahead and smoke it. You're going to get disappointed.
You know,
you're not going to get high.
There's no THC.
There's no, there's like less than 0.3% THC level, so you're going to waste your time. And, and of course, you know, people keep saying, well, the cross-contamination, pollination, if marijuana is too close, it'll bring the THC levels up on the hemp, which is true. But you're going to have a lot of marijuana plants for that. Hemp is more dominant than a marijuana plant. The male-female kind of category type of thing.
I get the impression this is going in Yucca.
Yeah, Yucca and Golden Valley. We already got a grow up in Stafford, I saw.
Okay,
there's
so
a bunch of them already. Already
there's nobody
out.
Growing marijuana in those areas.
No, they can't.
You don't have to worry about the crossover.
No, because hemp is an open grow, and the marijuana have to be in a contained area.
Right.
Yeah.
Which we have in Needles.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
So, okay, I hope that answered his question. If not, give us a buzz back. Or anyone else out there that has a question for Sonny, 702-298-1063. This is your opportunity to ask your state senator for all of our listening audience, except
well,
for Laughlin.
I have a question for you.
Me?
Yeah, for the first two openings of this program, you were supposed to be Motivational Monday, but you started off in these really mellow songs. I mean, you got to do something that's going to really hype people up here. It's Monday.
Oh.
We're back in the game. We're back in the fight.
You
back in the war.
Okay, so you want me to change my music here?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, okay. Well,
it feels pretty mellow. It was kind of cool, but, you know, well, but that's a Sunday kind of thing. You know, everyone wants to chill out and relax, but it's Monday. Motivational Monday.
Motivational. Okay. So we need to go Beach Boys. Yeah.
There we go.
There we go.
Okay. Something like that, you know.
So you are the whip. Now, for many people out there, they might not understand. What does the whip do?
Well, the whip kind of symbolic in the name. You're supposed to go and whip votes, you know, to kind of get things together. But I have other duties. I mean, assigning the parking lot spaces and the seating arrangements on the floor and office assignments. But most of the time it's leadership, and you're trying to get communicate with between the, you know, the president and the majority leader with the rest of the members. So, you know, it's about teamwork. So it's kind of like you have the CO, the XO, and the sergeant major, or the gunny. That's me. I'm the gunny, and I'm I kind of get things going on and
okay.
Just keep people informed and move around and make kind of keep things flowing. You know, sometimes like herding cats, but that's okay. I was in the Marines for 20 years, so I'm used to operating in chaos at times, so it's good.
All right, 20 years you were in the Marines.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. And how high did you go?
To gunnery sergeant. No.
General?
To gunnery sergeant.
General?
No, I'm the one who had to brief the general.
The general. Tell him what's going on.
Yeah, say, general, those big blue arrows look real pretty on that map, but if I can't support it logistically, this operation is going to fail.
Okay. So then they go, oh, okay. So yeah. you need some men, and you need some tanks, and you need some whatever.
You know, it's all logistics. Beans,
right.
Bullets, Band-Aids, personnel, yeah. And equipment. Yeah, that's what it is.
And in the Senate, you've talked about relationships. And that's just not within the senators and the House representatives, but you've also got to worry about all of our mayors and our city councils. You deal with all those people, too.
And county supervisors, yes.
And their supervisors.
And our sheriffs.
Yeah, for two counties, right? For two counties.
Yeah.
Because your district isn't just Mojave County.
No, it's La Paz County, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so you've got a lot of people. How many numbers are in your phone?
Oh, I don't even know.
You don't even
know? I don't even want to look. It probably make me sick. And that's where the teamwork comes in. You know, our district is so vast. It goes all the way up to Utah, the border of Utah, and almost down to Yuma. So Gina and Leo and I, we had kind of splits up the district in chores-wise and just
right.
To kind of cover territory. Gina's got she's a dentist, so she's a practicing,
yeah.
A dentist, so she has another life, make a living, and so does Leo. And of course, me, I'm retired, so I got a lot more flexibility than them, but right. We have to kind of divide things up. Gina lives up in Kingman, so, let's work together. You kind of like handle Kingman and North.
Right.
And let's communicate if there's an issue that that you can't deal with, that I can deal with, and so on and so forth. We just kind of like have to work each other, help each other out. Back
so that work, and it works out.
It works out great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Caller, you have a question.
Hey, gentlemen, thank you very much for taking my call today. Hey, I got to straighten something out here.
Go ahead.
I heard the thing reinstated or kind of reinforced this morning that Arizona has $1 billion surplus. That's my first question, if it is.
Okay, what's our rainy day fund?
We got about $1 billion on our rainy day fund. We paid down a lot of debt, a lot of that kind of stuff. So we need to start building that rainy day fund, I call the war chest, so that way we can weather the storm when the economy, if the economy goes and gets tanked. I mean, lessons learned, you got to prepare and prepare right. I mean, our budget's like $11 billion, so we better, start socking some money away to start weathering that storm for things and also give us the ability to start make sure that no HERF funds are not swept anymore.
Right.
DPS is going to make sure that they're going to get funded. And, let's start, give it some tax breaks to folks and that kind of thing. So, yeah, we're trying to build that, you know, make sure that we have some cush buffer zone. I call extra monies, you know, what you have, a surplus what you have after you pay all your bills.
Right.
Okay. Extra money is what you have before your car breaks down.
Yes.
You know, and we got to make sure we have enough left extra money so we'll, in case the car breaks down again.
Because, like you said, you don't want to take the HERF funds. You don't
no.
want to take school funding. You don't want to do any of that.
No.
And we did that before.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry, sir. You had a question. Yeah. So good.
Yeah. Just to kind of clarify, I wasn't criticizing. I was just asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching Channel 3 out of Phoenix. I don't know why I just do.
More. Yeah.
You were talking about having a. Is it true we have $1 billion?
Yeah.
Surplus?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That now that's just kind of leading up to, and you kind of alluded to it a second ago. I mean, everybody I've talked to is just furious over this $32 extra
right.
charge for this for the licensing.
Yeah.
Now, when I was at the DMV, not being a smartass, excuse me, I just asked her. She said, "Well, you folks voted on it." I said, "There ain't no way, because I do pay attention to things."
Yeah.
I believe that it came up to a vote of the people. Is that
no,
correct?
It did not. It did not. It got passed through the legislature, and I voted no on that bill, just for the record. And and yeah, it's amazing how state employees kind of get things confused. But no, that got passed through the legislature. That was one of the biggest fights that we had this year in the budget. Senator Ugenti actually introduced a bill to repeal that. And we passed it out of the Senate. I voted for the full repeal. It got stuck over in the House because the governor threatened to veto the bill if it went up. So, it became a negotiating tool in the budget. So the governor committed to us that we would repeal in 2 years. But I'm going to tell you this right now. We're going to be pushing for that full repeal this next year because, you know what, if we got the money there, let's find another way to fund DPS. You know, we keep saying fund the bill, fund the wall, and we need to secure the border. But the Border Security Strike Force is run by the Department of Public Safety, and we need to make sure that our Department of Public Safety is well-funded. I mean, they're already shorthanded on officers anyway.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so we have to find a direct funding source that cannot be swept. I don't like the $32 thing, but, yeah. But we're going to try to pull that $32 off of there.
Well, see, just to give you an example of how misinformed she is, she's not talking about Border Security said, "This is all going to the Highway Patrol." And I said, "You've got to be kidding me." So I said, "You know how many people in this state are paying $32 extra? It's not, can't be going to the Highway Patrol." So she was wrong on that also, correct?
Well, the Highway Patrol is Department of Public Safety.
Yeah, it's all one agency.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I kind of got it off my chest. I just, you know, I don't mind an increase, but, man, they kind of railroaded, rammed that thing through. And $32, holy
well,
boy,
and
made it 5 or 10, probably up, nobody.
Here's the ironic thing. The sponsor that ran that bill 2 years ago, Representative Noel Campbell, you know, ADOT had said, no, it's only going to be $18, this and that. So, you know, he ended up passing it passed the House of Representatives and the Senate based on the concept it was only going to be, like, at the very most $18. And I kept telling Noel, no, you don't give unelected bureaucrats the ability to raise a fee that the legislature has no control over. So, you know, that's how it happened. And next thing you know, the $18 when the governor signed the bill, then he convinced the governor, no, we need to make it $32.
Oh.
Well, guess what? No, that ain't. So Noel ended up running a bill to shave that down to cap it at $18. And, of course, both bills didn't go anywhere. It just basically became a political football in the budget. And there was a bunch of different schemes to how they were going to draw that down. And so we finally got the governor to commit to repeal it in 2 years. So,
okay.
You know, so
but you're
going to
push for it.
We're
going
to push for it to get
year.
Yeah, gone. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Let's face it, weekly shopping in Laughlin isn't exactly a breeze. Thankfully, the solution to your aches and pains has arrived. The Caring Crew. Specializing in delivery and home care, the Caring Crew is dedicated to accomplishing the everyday tasks you can't live without. Grocery runs, medicine pickup, mail pickup, doctor visits, even light work around the house, all on a monthly basis. Enjoy retirement. The crew will take care of the rest. The Caring Crew. Now serving the Laughlin area. Give them a call. 515-205-8635.
Not too many people are fans of bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. Homeowners that see them call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are the professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 758-5499. Monthly services are available, even for the winter visitors. Barron Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
Maybe I'm lost and I'm dressing.
This year, shop at the Laughlin Outlet Center for back to school. Get the latest looks and hottest styles from over 40 stores and outlets while saving as much as 70% off regular retail. I know. Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center on Casino Drive in Laughlin.
There is a unique opportunity for you right now at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. It is the perfect time to purchase a new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest in payments for 72 months. Plus, they come with America's best 100,000-mile warranty, 0% interest, and a 100,000-mile warranty. Awesome! Ask about the third row larger Palisade. See the SUV selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanneehyundai.com.
Come on, boy. Ready?
Meet Tom.
There you go, Rufus. Bring it back now.
Tom saves money on everything Rufus loves by using his Co-op Connections
card. Oh, now that's a good boy. You want another treat?
Saving money on your pets is easy with Co-op Connections. Get discounts on veterinary visits, toys, grooming, and prescriptions.
Come on, boy. Bring it home now.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Tom and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
My 409. Some motivational music on a Monday. Larry Tuneforce in the studio. And again, we're brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, G. Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, and the Caring Crew. And we're back with Sonny Borelli with motivational music.
Yeah, some good motivational music. I love that engine sound, that a good old muscle car sound. But listen, folks, if you're coming back from lunch, going to work, stay off the gas pedal.
Yeah, slow down.
Slow down.
So did you have a muscle car?
Yeah, I had a 65 Plymouth Satellite with a nice big 383, the dual point, dual point distributor, four belt carbs, high-rise manifold. Yeah, it kind of went a little...
Then you went in the service?
It was quick. No, I had that one. Yeah, I was still in the Marine Corps.
Oh, okay.
It did. That thing did 1325s and a quarter.
Wow.
Bone stock.
Yeah?
Yeah. So. Then they had the carburetor, so, you know...
I
missed that baby. Yep. Yeah. It was a beautiful car.
I know a lot of people out there have cars that they fixed up and everything, you know. And I just think, whoa, glad you can do that.
Yeah, I wore that thing out, down that thing. Yeah. Had a lot of miles on it, but so I still had it.
Besides wanting to repeal the $32, what other goals do you have for the next season?
Well, that's the medical marijuana reform. We did get a bill slid through on that thing for some testing, but the only thing that got done was it just kind of delayed things. And if they put that recreational thing on the ballot, any kind of reform they were trying to do to clean up the medical side is going to be completely gone. Yeah. So that poisoning of these people, that think that they're getting something that's going to help them, there's still, no oversight, because the industry is writing this to make sure that it's a one-sided monopoly. So, that's just ridiculous. And there's, a lot of other things that, I like to expose the hypocrisy of the other side.
The medical marijuana is so hard because there's so many different aspects to it and rules, and because I know at one point...
No, there's no rules right now. There is no rules in Arizona.
Yeah.
None whatsoever. But I tried to do just to put some pesticide reform on it to have some control and utilize and actually adopt what Nevada was doing. But the Democrats killed that because the industry is right there saying, no, kill the bill. We don't want any kind of oversight whatsoever.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah. So they don't care. They really don't care. They care about the profit. They don't care about the patient. And
and they've also got to worry about the work environment, and people going to work on medical marijuana. I mean, do you want a truck driver smoking marijuana?
No, they can't. Under DOT, they can't.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that, come on, whatever. That's another, we're going to get into the philosophical things on that, but. you know, we got to make sure that, you know, anyway.
Okay, speak out. Did you have a question? Hello?
Yeah, this is Senator Borelli.
Yes.
Senator, what are you going to do about these grasshoppers coming across the border from Canada? These damn grasshoppers are everywhere, Senator.
From where?
Where are you calling
from? Grasshoppers. They're all over the place. I'm here in the valley, Mojave Valley.
Mojave Valley?
Oh, so they're coming in from, well, you know what? That's the problem. They're too close to Nevada, so they're probably hopped up on that marijuana they got over there.
Yeah, you want my vote, you better do something about this grasshopper.
Okay. He's going to get right on that. Oh, God.
Yeah, it sounds like a county thing. We need to call the county. Actually, I'll call the Department of Ag on that one.
Let's call Hildy and see what she says about it.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah,
Mojave Valley? That's Mojave Valley, right?
Yeah,
Mojave Valley. Yeah. No, actually,
Ron Gould. That'd be Ron Gould. Yeah. He probably wouldn't even answer the phone.
Well, no, yeah.
Okay, we got another caller here. Caller, do you have a question?
Yeah, a little bit ago, you guys were talking about something. Here a while ago in the paper down here in Havasu, it's been a problem where the police have been taking your license plate because your supposed proof of insurance doesn't jive with the motor vehicles department, even though you got insurance. Is something getting resolved with that?
Yeah, that's a policy issue that's been addressed with ADOT, and I'm still trying to follow up. I'm going to be following up with the chief on that because that's what the law says. If you don't have proof of insurance, if it's not in the system right, the officer is kind of like bound to, you know, he's got to follow the letter of the law.
Take the license.
But, you know, there's been a lot of glitches like that where the MDV hasn't got the wrong information.
Yeah.
It's happened to me before, too. So, yeah.
Next caller, you got a question for Sonny?
Hey, you know, hanging up on a state representative is pretty bad. Grasshoppers are a problem in the state, and we need to do something about that.
You know, I think I'm going to call my teammate Leo Biasucci on that because I know Leo's got a lot of new ideas. He's good flesh blood, you know, he's coming in.
Hey, I just want to say, I had to give you too many easy calls. So
okay,
to say hi and tell everybody what a great job Senator Borelli's been doing.
And, you know, Leo's been our rookie of the year. He has done a phenomenal job. This is, by the way, folks, Leo Biasucci's on the phone. I'm glad he called in because we're always like hitting and missing each other when we're driving past each other. We wave at each other going down the freeway.
Yeah.
And we're in opposite directions. So, you know, but I wanted to say, hey, thank you, Leo. You did a heck of a job this year, and I'm looking forward to next session. And you know what? You know, Leo's going to be running for re-election, and we're going to have a good, strong team.
And
you know what?
You
heard it here. You heard it here. I am running for re-election. So go on azsos.gov and sign our petitions online. Sign Leo's, Gina's, and myself online so that way you don't have to hunt us down to sign a paper.
What was that? AZSOS?
Yeah, AZSOS.gov.
.gov.
And you can sign online the petitions for nomination for re-election.
Okay. How many do you need?
Senators, real quick before I let you go, I'm not sure if he touched on it, but he's right. I mean, you know, us having such a solid team, we're getting a lot accomplished. I mean, this is easily the most friendly rural budget I think the state's ever seen, and a big part of that is because Gina, Sonny, and I, we work together, we stick together, and that's how you get things done. So,
yeah, and Sonny has talked about that for almost 45 minutes.
No, did he?
You know, the value of communications and the value of representing the same area, and he even threw you under the bus, Leo. He said, sometimes I don't agree with Leo. But he says,
You know what?
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah,
that's
but he thing. Said, you know, that's because we're all individuals, and we all have our opinions and our, you know, and if someone presents an item to you that gets you thinking that item needs to be accomplished, but that person didn't get to Sonny, and so Sonny's only hearing it secondhand, then Sonny thinks Leo's all wet.
Well, actually, Leo really doesn't like my one line when I always tell him, you know, if I agree with you all the time, we both would be wrong. So, you know.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Leo, for calling in. Thanks.
Yeah, no worries.
Bye. Oh. And see, you know, to the listener, I hope they appreciate that's the relationships you guys have, that you can call in and talk about grasshoppers, you know, that you can call in with these things and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's not all business, it's not all, you know, 24/7, because right now you're on your downtime.
Is that what it is?
Well, I mean, you're not in Phoenix meeting
right now.
And so but
tonight I'm going back to Phoenix. I'll be in Phoenix a couple of days because there are a couple of committee hearings for water issues and a lot of other constituent issues that I'm following through on and a few other things that we were just making sure that things happen.
So when you're in Phoenix, you have an apartment down there?
I have to maintain an apartment year-round.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I'm in Phoenix 2-3 times a month when we're out of session. If you treat this like a part-time job, you're not doing your job.
Right.
So, you know, half my pay goes to rent in Phoenix. My rent's $1,000 a month. We only get paid 24 minus the stuff they whack out of it. It's about 22.3 or something like that.
Which is nothing.
Yeah. But the other half, you know, like I said, $1,000 a month. So there's 12,000 a year going out. And then of course, the other expenses that you got to do driving
back and forth,
you know, oil changes, tires on your car. I had to buy a brand new car. I've wore out two cars so far. I'm on my second car now. So
what'd you buy?
I got a Chevy Cruze, nice car.
Oh, okay.
It's great on the freeway. Good on gas.
Yeah, and nice little small and gets you down there and back.
Yeah. Good and comfortable car. And,
good.
You know, I do have a public service announcement.
Okay, go ahead.
So, you know, when you get those phone calls, folks.
We have 30 seconds.
Okay, you get those phone calls from the people saying they're from the IRS or Social Security and you need to call us because warrants or this or that, you owe us money and blah, blah, blah. You know, what you do is don't hang up. Call them and say, hey, you called me back on, don't call me on this number. Here's a number to call me back on because this is a business phone and you can't call me. So here's a number to call me back on. So please call me back at this phone number. And they'll tell you, okay, great, what's the number? And then just give it to them. And here's the number, folks. So it's
602-542-5763.
It'll be fun because what they're going to do is they're going to dial that number in Phoenix and it's the Attorney General's office. And hopefully the scammers will stop calling you and you get to scam the scammers. So
you know,
and I say this levitably, but, you know.
But it's a serious thing.
Because they're not going to do that.
And it happens more and more to seniors. Yeah. They get that call and then it says, Grandma, how are you? Yeah. Guess what? I'm in this predicament, and it's not their grandson at all. Mm. It's somebody that's just, you know, and next thing you know, she's off to the bank to get a couple $1,000 to, you know, or bitcoins or however else they find a way to make you sell. I got an email from a guy who was a customer of mine years ago, and he sent this email, and it said that, you know, I'm in some problems here. And I said, oh, what's going on? And sent it back. And it came to the point that they wanted me to go to the GameStop and get these cards. And then they sent me a picture to scratch off the back and take pictures of them and send them to them.
Yeah.
Well, of course, I realized at this point. So then I called the business and said, hey, is so-and-so in? No, he's out. I said, well, let him know. His email's been compromised. And a lot of his friends and business associates are getting emails from him that he wants our money.
Right.
And, of course, if you
ever see an email from me on Instagram or Twitter or whatever, anything like that from me, folks, I don't do that. I'm not going to.
Well, and none of our elected officials do it, you know. But, unfortunately, like
no,
I said.
No, they've cloned my account a couple times. They play shenanigans, and it's, you know, it's even on Facebook to try to clone my account.
Or you get a phone call and you recognize the number and
it's my number.
Yeah, but it's not that's not who's calling you. You know,
no, I've gotten a phone call from my own number.
Yeah,
it's like, what the heck is this?
I know.
Yeah, but
I got one time. And I took a picture of it. Look, I'm calling myself. How's that happen?
Yeah.
You know. So, but the scammers are alert and they're.
Yep.
They want our money.
You know, if it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true. And if you're at that poker table more than 15 minutes, you can't figure out who the mark is, you're it. So,
yeah.
You know, buyer beware and you know, be careful out there, folks. There's a lot of scammers out there.
We'll be right back. Is that good?
It's good.
Your car is something you simply can't function without. So when your vehicle stops working as it should, you need a dependable auto repair shop to get to the bottom of the problem as quickly as possible. Family owned and operated, ATCO Transmissions and Auto Repair is the shop to trust. Serving Bullhead City, Arizona. Whether your car is in need of a minor fix or an extensive overhaul, ATCO Auto is known for giving your vehicle the full attention until it's running the way it should be. That's backed by customer reviews. ATCO Auto Repair, the big blue building off of Hancock and the 95, right behind Hobby Lobby, Bullhead City.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
Mm. What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou Shrimp Skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is a 4-star skilled nursing facility designed to help patients with their long and short-term skilled nursing needs. Legacy prides itself on its attention to details and individualized care. Stop by and see for yourself. Legacy is under new management and is locally owned and operated. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, or call 763-1404. Don't miss a beat. Get back on your feet with Legacy Rehab.
Rejuvenate yourself this summer with Gene Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa. The stress and dark circles all disappear at Gene Jeffrey's. Come renew your mind, body, and spirit with the Cactus Toning Body Wrap, custom massages, and Dr. Bob Orr facials, an exclusive service. The experienced and talented technicians are the pinnacle of professionals in the tri-state area. Let them show you what it really means to find relaxation, comfort, and peace. Gene Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa, only at the Riverside Resort and Casino. Receive a free gift for mentioning this ad.
Come on, boy. Ready?
Meet Tom.
There you go, Rufus. Bring it back now.
Tom saves money on everything Rufus loves by using his Co-op Connections card.
Oh, now that's a good boy. You want another treat?
Saving money on your pets is easy with Co-op Connections. Get discounts on veterinary visits, toys, grooming, and prescriptions.
Come on, boy. Bring it home now.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Tom and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Grand Liquidations of Bullhead City buys their quality inventory from large online and big box retailers. Overstocked shelves, discontinued items, and some return to brand new items. They buy name brands, Ashley, Lazy Boy, Serta, Simmons, and many more. You save big with a low overhead and great buying power. Check out the store. Walk through. You have nothing to lose. Come see for yourself. Grand Liquidations, 2561 Highway 95, squeezed in between Circle K and Ford.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down.
We're back, Speak Up 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall here. Every day is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant. And, of course, at Perkins you can get breakfast, lunch, or dinner, pies, muffins, or cookies, or brownies to go. I met some ladies there Sunday after church, and we had lunch. And of course, I had to have the pancakes. They're so good. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. They do physical therapists. They have occupational and speech therapy. And then, of course, it's a skilled nursing facility also. Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside. They'll cut your hair. They'll color it. They'll tint it. They'll give you a pedicure, body wax, or massage. And if you mention you heard me, they'll give you a free gift. Yeah, Mojave Electric Cooperative, they got that co-op connection card, and you're getting real close to the tree time. So real soon, Thursday, Zen is going to be on my show, and we're going to talk about the trees are coming out here real soon. So stick around. Be sure to listen to that Thursday afternoon, the second half of the show. Zen from Mojave Electric Cooperative will be here. Barron's Pest Solutions. If you have bugs or spiders or scorpions or termites or bees or grasshoppers, you don't want them, you call Barron's Pest Control, and they will show up, and all of a sudden, those things are gone. So call Barron's if you're having problems with pests. Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, where right now you can drive that new Palisade. It's got the extra third-row seat. It's as big as a Tahoe, but it is a Hyundai. You can't get it for more than $60,000. You can add all the little bells and whistles, and it doesn't go for more than $60,000. You want a really nice SUV, big one with three seats, go see that at Martin Swanee Hyundai. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, where of course they do transmission work, but they also do air conditioning and tune-ups and brakes, and they're right behind Hobby Lobby, the two blue buildings up on the hill. Grand Liquidations, where he has big box items at Bullhead City prices, and they're right there on Highway 95 between the Ford dealership and the Circle K. You can't miss them. The old Smart and Final building. They've got appliances, bedroom furniture. They got wall hangings, barbecue sets, food, toys, you name it. Check it out at Grand Liquidations. The Caring Crew, they'll take care of you and your home. They'll go grocery shopping for you, pick up your medications, take care of your home, everyday tasks. And Sonny, you need that, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Someone to clean your home for you?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
And then they can go to Havasu and clean, or then they can go to Phoenix and clean your apartment.
Yeah, that, and yeah, yeah, that's a, you don't want to look at that one.
There's paperwork everywhere.
Yeah, it's a disaster. Yeah, it's like everything closed. Well, not closed, but just you're right. Papers everywhere, books everywhere. You're like, because you know when you can leave the office, you go back to you know, the condo or apartment, wherever you're at, you're still studying, you're on the phone. I mean,
you're still working, huh?
Yeah. So 10 o'clock at night.
How many chargers do you have for your phone? Everywhere?
Yeah, I got the plug-in charger.
Yeah.
I got them staged. That and extra set of reading glasses everywhere.
Oh, yeah,
so,
I can imagine. Yeah,
yeah, I got three sets of reading glasses at home. I got three sets of reading glasses in the condo.
And
even in the office, right?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, because, you know, you've got to be
everywhere.
Moving and grooving. So.
And then you don't have a you don't have a secretary just for you in the Senate, do you?
Yeah, I have an assistant. And I'm the whip, so I have my own assistant.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, she answers the phones and keeps me, I call her my adult supervision because she keeps my calendar straight and tells me, yells at me when I try to put something on the calendar without her knowledge.
Oh.
You know.
Because everybody else, they share, right?
No, in the Senate. No, in the Senate, everybody's got their own assistant.
Okay.
In the House, chairmen have their own assistant. The reason why the Senate, everybody's got a chair, is a chairman.
Right.
So, you know, that's – but in the House, especially the freshmen, they'll have
– They're sharing.
They're sharing one assistant and once they become a chairman of a committee, then they'll get their own assistant.
Okay. They've got to work their way up.
Yeah, got to work your way up. And, you know,
there's nothing wrong with that.
You know, a lot of times, like, you know, a guy will get in there, do one term, and say, I'm done with this. It hurts when I do that. You know, so
it's not an easy job.
No, it's not. It's you know, it's public service, you know. And
it definitely isn't 40 hours a week.
No.
Even like you said.
I wish I got minimum wage.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
Then you make money.
Well, I could actually, because my other colleagues in Phoenix, they go home every night, so they actually put money in their pocket for their efforts. But you know what? What works for me is I'm getting things accomplished for our district. That's what you sent me there to do. If I'm breaking even, okay, cool. You know, I'm fine. But you know, I would like to have a month where I'm not reaching in my own pocket.
Right.
You know, we have to go to all these groups and clubs and meet and talk there, and of course, I got to pay for dinners and then you know, all that kind of
then
stuff.
They do happy bucks or whatever, and
there's expenses everywhere you turn, and of course, you know, somebody comes up, well, you want to make a donation, get in the 50-50 raffle, and if you don't, you look like a schmo, and if you win the 50-50 and don't give it back, you look like a schmo. So. But that's okay. I think that's part of the fun part. Hey, I won. Here, I donated back. Well, wait a minute. Give me back my $20. You know.
I know.
But that's okay. I like that. That's.
I won a 50-50 at the Boys and Girls Club auction, and it was like $1,400.
Wow.
So I said, I'll donate $400 back. You know. And they went, okay, great. Yeah. You know.
That's good.
So,
that's good.
Yeah. Well,
I know. I confuse the ladies up there. You want to buy a 50-50 raffle ticket? And I'm like, oh, sure. I said, but if I don't want 50%, I want half. They go.
You just don't think about it.
Okay.
That's got to be fun.
It's good.
We're about out of time.
Yeah.
It's been a whole hour.
It's been fun.
And been informative. Thank you for Leo for calling in.
Yeah. God bless, folks. All and, you know, improve your net and hire a vet. And go online, azsos.gov, and sign petitions.
Yeah, sign all three of them.
Yeah. Okay. And even Paul Gosar and McSally and, you know, all sign them up, folks. Sign them up.
Everybody have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
God bless, folks.